Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from February 17, 2020 to February 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On February 17, here were the news. Binance CEO says crypto exchange has applied for a Singapore license. Binance to announce white label exchange infrastructure for local markets. Crypto exchange Fcoin insolvent after revealing up to $130 million Bitcoin shortfall. Low volume Bitcoin pullback stalls at price support near $9,600. Chinese blockchain startup hires VC exec to lead North American expansion. Bitcoin mining unit manufacturer MicroBT nibbles at Bitmain's market share. London-based crypto custodian Copper raises $8 million for expansion overseas. On February 18, here were the news. Börse Stuttgart subsidiary launching institutional crypto custody services. Engine launches game development platform on Ethereum. Celsius joins major cryptocurrency firms using Simplex's fiat on-ramp. DeFi project BZX exploited for second time in a week, loses $630,000 in Ether. U.S. presidential contender Michael Bloomberg proposes clear regulatory framework for crypto. Golden Cross gives little relief as Bitcoin risks fall below 2020 bullish trendline. On February 19, here were the news. Crypto exchange Binance suspends trading over systems messaging error. Samsung continues support for crypto with new flagship smartphone. Coinbase becomes first pure crypto firm approved as Visa principal member. UK crypto exchange Coinfloor launches no BS service for Bitcoin beginners. Korean ICO project shuts down, says negative perceptions of crypto made business impossible. Bitcoin bulls back in the driving seat as price crosses $10,000. Bitcoin coders confront an old quandary, how to upgrade an entire network. Crypto industry lauds token safe harbor, but warns of risks. On February 20, here were the news. Dutch authorities arrest two in million euro crypto money laundering investigations. South Korea's central bank is building a new blockchain system for the bond market. Investor Fortress raises buyout offer for Mt. Gox creditor claims by 71%. Brazil's central bank to launch near-instant payments as a response to cryptocurrencies. Norwegian Air may allow customers to pay with crypto as soon as spring. Italian soccer giant Juventus inks deal for Ethereum-based player collectibles. National Stock Exchange of Australia plans DLT platform to compete with ASX. Paxos, Credit Suisse claim first blockchain-based settlement of U.S. equities. Bitcoin traps buyers with biggest daily price loss in 3 months. Never mind hodlers, crypto needs more opportunist investors. On February 21, here were the news. Fidelity International invests $14 million in Hong Kong crypto exchange operator. Binance is not under our jurisdiction, says Malta regulator. Bullish comments on Reddit a potential Bitcoin signal. JPEG on the blockchain, image format creator believes tech can fight copyright theft. E-commerce giant Shopify joins Libra Association. Riot Blockchain plans sale of crypto exchange as it invests more millions in Bitcoin mining. The domain startups building an uncensorable internet on top of Ethereum. New settlement layer to offer Asian crypto institutions local alternative to Silvergate Bank. Bitcoin chart indicator flips bearish as price sees weak bounce from $9,400. Insolvent exchange Fcoin had Bitcoin outflow problems just 2 months after launch, report. Binance and others are rushing to provide stablecoins to Nigerian crypto users. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.